Hello, your host Maria Scruggs here. Happy to be with you today. This is episode zero. Welcome to the Recovery Voice podcast, where I will share about my recovery journey from mental illness and we will examine what recovery is, share self-care tips, analyze routines and how they help or hinder, and I also hope to mini challenge you in a fun but meaningful way. My name is Maria Scruggs, and I am happily married, have one child who happens to be on the autism spectrum, and I am also a U.S. Navy veteran where I served as a corpsman. In early 2008, my world changed when I couldn't readjust to civilian life. This was due to the post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, anxiety, and psychosis that I developed post-deployment. It also didn't help that I was pregnant with my child. And his father, who is no longer my husband, who probably was going through some things of his own, didn't know how to support me through this all. Let me tell you, those were some challenging times. It seems I am finally safe, stable, and sane, but there were some tumultuous years since my diagnosis. I am not a therapist, counselor, psychologist, psychiatrist, social worker, or any other kind of mental health professional. But I have persevered through my therapy for the better part of 11 years with the help of my mental health team at the Jesse Brown Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Chicago and the Chicago Vet Center. I have led peer support groups where not only have I helped others, I have also helped myself learning from others with mental health issues. I also consider myself a mental health advocate and attempt to stamp out stigma around mental illness wherever I can. This podcast is the result of years of mulling over how I can bring my mental health recovery journey to a wider audience. Over the years, this idea evolved from leading groups to writing a book, which I have yet to write, to becoming a motivational speaker and a life coach, to its final form as a podcaster. Podcasting seemed like such a natural fit, since I like to talk and I have some technical background from my civilian life. This is not to say that I won't continue with any of the previous plans. It's just to say that I will be focusing more on starting and getting off the ground this podcast. Recovery means many things to many people, but in general, recovery is more of a personal journey rather than a set outcome, but it's based on developing hope, a sense of self, supportive relationships, empowerment, social inclusion, coping skills, and meaning. Thank you, Wikipedia, for help with the definition of recovery. Recovery is as personal and unique as we all are. I will be sharing mostly my own journey, but we will examine how this might look for you or a loved one. I will share how different theories, disciplines, and practices have been proven to be beneficial for anyone struggling with mental illness, how they work for me, and maybe even how they work for some of my anonymous peers. I hope to challenge you to try some of these in hopes that you may get better or improve certain aspects of your life. I highly recommend, in order to understand some of the topics and lingo, that you yourself are involved in your own recovery. But if you're not, I'll do my best to explain what is going on. While I promise to keep my language clean, it is nearly impossible to predict what might trigger someone, especially when covering delicate topics such as trauma, sexual trauma, stigma, etc. If anything in this podcast triggers you, please, please stop listening and bring it up in your next therapy session. I will try to keep things light, but heavy topics may be impossible to keep light. Without further ado, welcome to the Recovery Voice podcast.